Good morning. Welcome to Christ for Us. This is Pastor Russ. That portion of the Word of God that we read and consider this morning, the Holy Spirit has caused to be recorded in St. Matthew chapter 7, verses 15 through 23, where we read as follows these words of our Lord Jesus. Beware of false prophets, who come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravenous wolves. You will know them by their fruits. Do men gather grapes from thorn bushes or figs from thistles? Even so, every good tree bears good fruit, but a bad tree bears bad fruit. A good tree cannot bear bad fruit, nor can a bad tree bear good fruit. Every tree that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. Therefore, by their fruits you will know them. Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in your name, cast out demons in your name, and done many wonders in your name? And then I will declare to them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you who practice lawlessness. Let us pray. These are your words, Holy Father. Sanctify us by your truth. Your word is truth. Amen. Beginning next week, we will start a series of sermons on the Ten Commandments. The second commandment is well known, if largely ignored. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain. Of course, this is done in many ways. The most common way is saying God said it when he didn't say it. Or using the name of God, the name of Christ, to promote something that just isn't so. To give us some kind of an air of sanctity, of credibility, of orthodoxy, by appealing to the name of the true God and then turning around and promoting something that God never said, as if God would approve of it. That's a sin against the second commandment, and that's what Jesus is talking about in our text for today when he says, beware of false prophets. Now, he's not talking to the preachers. He's not talking to the teachers. He's not talking to the synodical officials. He's not talking to the board of elders. He's talking to you. He's talking to Joe and Jane Christian sitting in the pew. You beware of false prophets. You who trust your pastor, you who love your church, you who have been catechized in the true Christian faith and have learned to look up to those who are called by God to feed you with the Word of God, Jesus says to you, beware of false prophets. Nobody has a position of such holiness in the church. Nobody has an office of such prestige that these words of Christ should not be taken to heart with regard to that person. How many Christians have fallen away utterly because they ignored Christ's warning, beware of false prophets, and they believed that because the church says so, because the synod says so, because somebody who talks in a flowery religious kind of language says so, it must be so. And meanwhile, they embrace error, teaching that is both false and harmful. When Jesus warns us about false prophets, he's not talking about getting a good grade on a religious test, getting all the right answers to the doctrinal questions, as if Christianity is a matter of mere knowledge and education. Now, clearly, the Christian faith is taught. There are things that we should know, and there is content, doctrinal content to the faith that we should be taught. All preaching, after all, is teaching, and the prophets are teachers. On the other hand, it isn't as if you must become a teacher, that you must become qualified to teach if you want to judge the teachers you have. One of the reasons for the catechism, and by the way, the catechism isn't what Luther wrote, the catechism is what God gave us. One of the purposes of the catechism is that we can have a clear summary of Christian doctrine by which we can judge the preachers and teachers that are assigned to serve us. If you know the Ten Commandments, and you know the Apostles' Creed, and you know the Lord's Prayer, you have that summary of Christian teaching. And if you have committed to memory the basic truth of the Christian faith, then you are able to judge whether you are receiving that true Christian faith from the pulpit on a Sunday morning. Beware of false prophets. For one thing, the truth doesn't change. If, for example, the Bible teaches that homosexuality is a sin and that those who do such things are under the judgment of God, which of course the Bible teaches very clearly in Romans chapter 1, when a church body comes out and says, this is no longer a sin, or this is some kind of a human right, and that we should even bless same-sex marriages, it is your Lord Jesus who is saying to you, beware of false prophets. Stay away from these people. Don't express fellowship with them. Don't support them with your offerings. Don't join in any kind of activity with them. But rather, as the apostle says in Romans chapter 16, verse 17, mark and avoid them. Beware of false prophets. If somebody comes to you and says that it is by your good deeds that you gain eternal life, and you know perfectly well that the Bible teaches by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast, Ephesians 2, verses 8 and 9, then you know that you're dealing with a false prophet. If somebody comes to you and says that the Bible contains errors and contradictions, and you know what Jesus said to the Father in his high priestly prayer, thy word is truth, and what Jesus said when he was teaching, scripture cannot be broken. And someone comes along and says that perhaps the Genesis account of creation is myth, that there are historical inaccuracies in the written text of the Bible, clearly you're dealing with false prophets, false teachers. You should avoid these people, have no fellowship with them. The Bible teaches that we're born in sin and would be lost forever unless delivered by our Lord Jesus Christ. And so the church has always baptized babies because baptism is a means by which God gives us the forgiveness of sins, the new birth of faith, and fills us with the Holy Spirit. And then you have churches and preachers teaching that babies should not be baptized, that it is not necessary to baptize babies, indeed that it is even wrong to baptize babies. You're dealing with a false prophet. You should not associate with this teacher. You shouldn't listen to him. You should leave his church and not express fellowship with that false teaching. Now, the list goes on and on and on. And I'll tell you what, nothing is less popular for the preacher to preach than what I am preaching to you right now. If you offend the sensibilities of a man, woe be unto you. Who cares about offending the sensibilities of God? But it is God whose name is holy. And it is we who find the only holiness we will ever find as a gift from Him. So who are we to be concerned about our good name, our reputation, our sensibilities, when the truth of God's word is under attack and being denied and mocked and ridiculed and disdained by those who use God's name? Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in your name, cast out demons in your name, done many wonders in your name? No, none of that means a thing. Did you teach what I told you to teach? Did you preach what I told you to preach? Beware of false prophets. You judge the fruit of the prophet. First, you find out what that fruit is. It is his teaching. It is his preaching. It's what he says about God. And if what he says about God is not true, you watch out and you stay away from him. The reason people don't care about pure doctrine and the reason people don't want to beware of false prophets is because they don't care what God says. They just want God to listen to what they have to say. So what God says is set aside. What they say is all in all. Christ came into this world. He came into this world to save sinners. He came into this world to fulfill the promises of God. He himself was God, God in the flesh, true God and true man, and he preached the truth. If you look at how Christ dealt with people, he dealt with adulterers and thieves and fornicators and prostitutes. He dealt with these people with compassion and forgiveness. But those who taught a false gospel, those who taught false doctrine, those who led people away from trusting in him to trusting in themselves or their rules or their goodness, these he condemned in no uncertain terms. And he was tougher than nails on the false prophets. And so should the church be today. Christ came into this world to save sinners. And the reason we attack false teachers and false teaching is because we love those sinners for whom Jesus gave his life. He fulfilled the law for them. He obeyed perfectly where they disobeyed. He offered his holy obedience as their substitute. And on the altar of the cross, he sacrificed his life to appease divine justice and to bring the forgiveness of sins to the whole human race. This gift of forgiveness and justification, salvation, is given freely by God as a gift to sinners who have no strength of their own and who simply trust in this gospel. And nothing that minimizes, that denigrates, that falsifies this gospel can be tolerated in the church. The reason we oppose false teaching and false teachers is because we love the gospel of Christ that gives to lost, poor, helpless, guilty sinners the forgiveness of sins and tells them that through faith alone they receive everlasting life and have peace with God and are guaranteed eternal life in heaven. All of the treasures that Christ came to win for us, he gives us freely in his gospel. And so we keep that gospel pure. We defend it, we confess it, and we keep on the watch for all false prophets and teachers. Amen. We thank you for being with us today on Christ for Us, a confessional Lutheran broadcast, and invite you to tune in next Sunday morning, same time, same station, for the next broadcast. We also invite you to attend one of the congregations of our parish Sunday morning at First Evanger Lutheran Church in Fertile at 8 o'clock, Sunday morning at 9:30 at Grace Lutheran Church in Crookston, Sunday morning at 11:30 at First American Lutheran Church in Mayville. Tune in next Sunday for the next broadcast.